Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're getting fucked up and wasted, drinking that rum and coke. Got that medical marijuana. Here's the four strings. All right, that was the Foreskins right there on Pogo City Radio. Andrew up here hanging out with that crusty fuck Josh, my man Zach, LCJ, and Sean Bedlam. How you guys doing?
What's up?
All right. So this is our second show of the night. We are getting ready for that Undead show going down tomorrow night.
Sloppy seconds.
But I'm yes, our sloppies. Very good. We will play them later.
Yeah,
good. I like
to,
that.
Please,
thank you.
Please, yeah.
Thank you.
You're
yes.
Welcome.
Good job.
I said
good
it.
Job.
I said
thanks,
it.
Jess.
But we are getting ready for that Undead show. But to be honest, this show is probably pre-recorded, and the Undead show has
already happened.
By the time
you're listening
out,
to this. But a show that has not already happened is April 27th in Connecticut, if you want to see the Stabs. And also, if you're local, you guys can come see the Stabs, Blank 77, The Parasitics, Despise New Jersey, and Anti-Citizen, June 22nd at the Jacksonian. It's going to be a blast.
It is not the Jacksonian.
I couldn't think of the name. I had, I was like the
Kind of made it sound like Irish there.
The Jacksonian.
I couldn't think of the name.
The Jacksonian.
I'm pretty sure that it's like Jacksonian as in like Andrew Jackson.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's the Democratic Club is
it would be cool if like they ever got the chance to book like Andrew Jackson Jihad, AJJ.
Goodness.
I would go see him. Fuck you guys. Don't judge.
Hey, I used to listen to that shit.
I still listen to that shit.
For a little bit.
Oh. Jess, I don't hear you at all.
Do you not hear? Okay.
Now I do.
A little bit.
We
got to
point the mic. Yeah, we got to point it better. All right, but we're going to get to the songs. Just like as soon as Jess sat down last show,
before we played
the second song, I said, we got to fix Jess's mic stand.
And now I'm in a different
Same
seat.
Same thing now. I know.
Switch seats. We'll have to still got to do it.
We're going to get to some cock spar and take them all up next.
You are the part of a lesser god.
We worked our way up from East End pubs to gigs and backstage passes, Xboxing gents, West End clubs, Americans in dark glasses, driving 10 great cars, drinking hotel bars, even making money in bed. They won't be no loss, they ain't worth a toss. It's about time they all dropped dead. Take them all, pull them up against the wall and shoot them. Short and tall, watch them fall. Come on, boys, take them all. Well, tough shit, boys, it weren't our fault. Your record didn't make it. We made your dance, you made your chance, but you didn't take it. Well, I gotta go make another deal. decided I'd have a group for the company. I don't suppose we'll ever meet again. You better get back to the factory. Take them all, put them up against the wall and shoot them, show them tall, watch them fall.
All right, that was Coxbar right there on Pogo motherfucking City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Got to remind you guys, if you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. Hit up the Stabs, facebook.com/the SDABS.
Andrew's in the Stabs, in case you hadn't heard.
I didn't say that. I promote plenty of bands.
If you guys didn't know, too, Andrew is also in the Stabs. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So. Also in the stabs. Yes.
And he's in the stabs too.
Oh.
And I'm actually also in this other band, kind of, but we can't say it yet. Totally.
Oh, I know what you're talking.
But
about.
I'm like kind of in this other band. Hopefully, it seems like it. We need a drummer. Hint, hint. We need a drummer. Drummer drama always. That's why I'm racist against drummers. That's the only thing it's okay to be racist against. I'm racist against drummers.
Fuck you.
Because they suck and they are the Achilles heel of every band.
I don't know. My one of my best friends is a really good drummer, but he works in the restaurant industry, so he would never be able to make it to the fucking show.
Because drummers suck.
Yeah, because every time you want to have a show, he's working in a restaurant. Yeah.
You try drummers having suck. To lug a whole bunch of shit back and forth. Find a try. Jesus.
I lug a stage, motherfucker.
Not anymore.
Today. Yeah, not anymore. We got the official Pogo stage at the Jacksonian, home of the Pogo stage. So, you know, we got some good bands coming up there. We got a show 420 at the Jacksonian with the Road Sodas. You guys can catch the June 22nd show with Blank 77 and the Stabs. And also this past Saturday, even though it's Friday and the show hasn't happened yet, but it's this weird parallel
transition
universe.
Thing
we're in right
where
now.
The
Undead
recorded.
And the Nihilistics. Yeah, I don't know. It's like some Rick
not
and
the
Morty.
Necromantics. Though.
Not that was a different
they
show.
They are not playing.
No,
that was a different show. But yes, not
or they're actually not playing with Flatfoot 56.
I have some issues with the Necromantics that we could talk about behind muted mics.
Yes,
Yes. But all right. So that being said, why don't we get to one that Jess requested?
Woo.
Here's Sniper 66 with "Bring It Back."
Bring me your memory back again.
All right, playing a lot of oi in this one. We'll keep it moving right along with it, too. Here's the business and Guinness boys.
Guinness boys, we are here. Ooh.
English, motherfucker, do you
Guinness
speak it? Away from the wife.
Jesus Christ. Thank God for mute buttons. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
If these walls could talk. Actually, if these walls could talk, they'd probably be telling you about all the bitches.
I would be freaked the fuck out. I would be freaked the fuck out if the walls could talk.
All the cocaine and hookers. Cocaine and hookers.
Not tonight.
Sometimes, though.
Sometimes
there's cocaine and hookers.
When I'm not here.
I like the blackjack and hookers. Fuck you, Andrew. I'm going to start my own Pogo City Radio. Blackjack and hookers.
Yeah, you. There you go.
It's just going to be crust music.
Yeah. And not even cry. It's just going to be choking victim, leftover crack.
And days, and days and days.
Just band stizzit
Dirty
is associated.
Mischief Brew.
Glory.
Hey, I mean, I don't think that, I mean, Mischief Brew really, I mean, a lot of crusties love Mischief Brew, but, I mean, is
Mischief Brew
really a crust band?
We were talking about bands that you really love, so that's why I said them.
Oh,
I can't tell you one Mischief Brew song to get on either side of this debate.
Well, I mean, I have
you
play
your
Orphan
your
songs
own
like every other time I'm over here.
I do like that band. They're cool.
Yeah, that's
if
I do
you
like
started your own.
I know.
Josh.
They're a little bit more punk rock.
You would play Mischief Brew. You know.
Oh yeah, I totally would. I get Andrew to play Mischief Brew on here. Fuck you.
Fuck you. I get Andrew do it all the time. I trick him. He does it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I already play them.
We'll get to some of that train hopping squatter stuff in a minute. In the meantime, we are going to get to the queers and fuck the world. This is Ursula Finally Has Tits, by the way. It says fuck the world. We are going to fix this. We're going to fix this because I want to hear fuck the world, not Ursula has tits. Jesus Christ. Why does everyone hate us? We are going to hear Fuck the World.
Jesus Christ.
Go to YouTube.
Jesus Christ.
No, you got to say like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Here we are.
Just a jizz.
I hate everything, including this. Including fuck this computer and fuck you. The sure. Queers. We're not doing a twofer.
Yeah.
Kind of getting, it's kind of getting some problems going on here. Losing all the tracks we just set up. Somebody talk about something for me. Somebody, anyone?
Me and Sean were actually just talking about how Jason the other day posted a link to this guy, Dave Disorder. I think that's his Instagram tag. Check him out. He prints his own shirts and shit. And
yeah,
he's like a big selection. $14 for a shirt.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty
you can't
good.
Beat it.
Pretty good. And you can get them in, you know, any size. Probably.
I would
looked
assume.
At the
I mean, I there would was, be, you know, kind of shitty if you only sold like small.
If you only sold mediums.
Yeah. My point like is smalls and 2X. You can't be average.
You can't
be
average.
Tinier.
The point is that the selection is pretty good. And then,
and they have great bands.
Yeah, yeah.
And $14 is pretty fair for a shirt.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're getting them
quality stuff.
If you're not getting them at like a show or something where usually they're sold cheaper online, $14 for a shirt is not
nothing, yeah.
A lot at all.
Yeah, they're usually
also
20
online
plus.
For $14 you can get some Stabs knock 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 shirts.
Oh my god,
stickers
shut
and
the
pins.
Fuck up. Andrew. We know
did anybody know that Andrew's in the Stabs?
Yeah, we know.
I'm
you're
not saying that I'm in the Stabs. I'm telling them to buy a shirt. Yeah. You guys keep saying that. I haven't said it once.
Someone
you didn't
defensive.
Have to. You didn't have to say.
I know. It's
anyway,
implied.
Check out
Dave Disorder on Instagram.
He's got Dave Disorder.
If you like,
what else does he do? Because what else? There's something. He just does the shirts. I'm trying
not
to think.
Sure.
I don't know. But he had a Global Threat and Chips Ahoy and.
Yep.
Who Killed Spiky Jacket and I
lots and lots
the
of
list
stuff.
Goes on
yeah.
There was a lot of bands on there.
Can
so
we stop mentioning
out.
Who Killed Spiky Jacket?
I'm just
never.
I'm gonna keep doing
no
it.
No more pigs
off
at the gigs.
All right,
no more
we're
pigs.
We're gonna get
punk
to one
punk.
At the gigs.
I'm not into that. See, oh, don't get me started. Punk
we're
stress
not, we're
punk.
Not, we're not Andrew. Get, next
you're
time,
getting
blow
yourself
me.
Started.
Punk stress.
You're getting
punk.
Yourself started.
Punk stress. Punk. Blow me.
I'm wear
do
that
more
shirt
important
next
things with your
you get
time.
Get yourself
kids,
started.
Then work on your fashion and your hair. It's okay to have a mohawk, but punk rock is more than your studs and your
now
funny
you
plaid
sound
pants.
Like Chris Pittman, Andrew.
Like, it's ridiculous. Unite against the system.
Did
we
get,
like punk rock?
Did we get
we
him started
write
or
lyrics
get
that sound like
started.
They were written by 12-year-olds?
We mentioned them and
I
he
know,
goes
I
off.
Know. He just like it's like a trigger for him.
Well,
he gives, like,
she
his,
said
he's
punk
like,
stress
trigger.
Every time I see cold. Some fucking kid
I'm
post some stupid post that says punk stress punk, I want to smash my goddamn cell phone. That's ridiculous. Punk stress punk, blow me and go do some real punk rock. Go find out what real punk rock is because it ain't got nothing to do with your fucking $80 pants. I'm going to tell you that much. All right?
Don't
and
let those like 14-year-old kids on like Instagram or whatever bother you that much. That's what I do.
Yeah,
the,
but
oh,
Who
was,
Killed Spiky
you know, like,
Jacket
that,
encourages
oh,
that
I
bullshit.
Was about one of,
they
like, the
encourage it.
Kids, like, around here
being
lately,
pretentious
like,
is
know,
not
I
cool.
I think it's like awesome, like you know that there's young kids that are like all like fucking decked out and shit.
That are
like,
yeah,
you know.
Completely like
yeah.
They went to Hot Topic and
there's
bought
Hot
a bunch
Topic
of clothes.
Even
that's so cool.
Is Hot Topic even still around?
Yes.
About it was like that kid's a douchebag. I'm like he's. fucking 14 years.
That's cool.
Old.
And they should listen to music 14. That tell them to like actually be punk rock and not be concerned with how many studs are on their jacket.
Yeah,
because there's far more things that are important than how many studs are on your goddamn jacket.
I guess I'm sorry we triggered you so much. Yeah. Andrew,
I've been involved in the punk scene since I was 12 years old, yeah. And I don't have a fucking leather jacket. I respect the artwork on leather jackets and stuff like that, but at the same time, I have invested a shit ton of my time and money into the punk scene,
into real things like stages.
And don't you guys know that in order to be a true punk rock, you have to have a battle jacket with purple stripes on it?
And don't even get me wrong, like I was wearing my studded painted up leather jacket today. I like that shit, but that's not what punk rock is all about. So like, just understand.
No, it's about supporting the scene. It's about the community. That's what the fuck it is. It's a community.
Stop taking it so seriously.
No, but what
if
they
that's what
do,
you believe in.
No, but what they do,
you guys are the ones
thing,
who are,
it's the same thing as Trump. They spread uneducated nonsense to simple-minded people who then repeat it. That's exactly what they do. They spit a bunch of bullshit to people who are easily influenced, and then they corrupt the minds of these young punk rockers, and they make them think that punk rock is about dyeing your hair green and having studded leather jackets, and to talk shit to people who don't dye their hair green and wear studded leather jackets. And you're a moron if you do that. I'm sorry. I don't care who does it.
Yes,
I don't care.
It's a lifestyle, not a fashion statement.
Absolutely.
Conformity, conformity.
Exactly. And that's all it is. They're saying, you need to be this way. You're only cool if you look like this. We only accept these people.
Fuck
that
shit.
I don't take
that
shit seriously.
So their whole album, so their whole band is a joke. So they're Gwar. I don't like Gwar either.
Okay.
I don't like Gwar either.
We'll leave it at that.
Yo, I saw Gwar play with Mischief.
I saw Gwar play and it's fun, but I'm not going to sit here and listen to a goddamn Gwar album. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck Gwar.
All right, did we play Sham 69 yet?
No, PlayStation.
See, that's what punk rock is about. Tell me if you hear about their studs. Tell me if you hear about their studs and how not punk rock you are. Sham 69's telling the kids, the youth, the real punks to unite on Pogo City Radio.
Mic drop.
heart to my heart. If we stand together, this will just be the start. If the cakes are united, they would never be divided. If the cakes are united, they would never be divided. If the cakes are united, they would never be divided. If the cakes were united, they would never be divided.
We are just going on and on about the philosophy of punk rock.
Hashtag real punks don't have to fucking dress punk.
Triggered.
Hashtag triggered.
Go back to your little 4chan house.
Okay, let's just move on from this. But do we really
Zach
need a follow-up?
Wanted to continue killing the conformists. And here's coming off of Mediocre Generica, Leftover Crack and Gay Rude Boys Unite. All right, that was Leftover Crack with Gay Rude Boys Unite.
Well, I mean, I've heard that song a bunch of times live over the past few years, but my favorite time was at the Trocadero Theater back in 2007 or 8 or 9 or some shit like that.
One of them years.
Yeah. And
7 or 8 or 9.
And it was an amazing show, but my favorite part is I went to go take a piss in the bathroom and there were a lot of transsexual people hanging out in the bathroom, and one of them, like, while I was peeing, like, ran up on me and, like, literally tried to, like, suck my dick. So
while you were peeing?
Yes.
Messy. That sounds messy.
Yeah. That sounds so, very messy.
You know, if you're a guy, you
golden
get it. It's hard to cut it off.
Of
probably
it.
For girls,
it
too.
Hurts, too. It
yeah,
hurts.
It hurts. It's painful. But I cut it off and, you know, made my way out the bathroom and to piss on a wall in front of a bouncer
with Gay Rude Boys Unite.
And yeah, and when I was walking out,
Gay Rude Boys should have let him or her suck a dick.
Cut it off.
He cut it off. What?
Yeah, it was difficult. But yeah, I ran out and then I jumped into the pit to that song, and there was like people overdosing all over and piss mics going on and shit.
Where was this?
At the Trocadero Theater.
Oh, Jesus.
And,
all left over
and that's why the Trocadero Theater is shutting down.
Yeah, it was a great show, though. It was the best show that I've ever been to, hands down.
The Troc was, is a good venue, too. Yeah. I saw Leftover Crack at the Troc, like,
were you at that
show? Yeah, I think you were at that show.
I missed part of the conversation because I was taking a
piss.
Did you
happen to be in a bathroom?
I think I caught part of that show, but no, or that that part of the conversation. But I did see Leftover Crack at the Trocadero like in 2007. So it was
eight
like,
or nine.
It was like a long ass time ago.
Yeah, there's a video on YouTube of the show that I was at where you could almost see me getting beat up by like 5-6 bouncers and tossed out the club.
That sounds like all the shows we went to at that time. It was usually there's a video and then you can see the bouncers trying to kill us.
Yeah, you know what was fucked up is like my one friend Jeremy was all like, yo, this one bouncer's being a dick, we're gonna kick his ass. And
that was the show with the Chrome, though, that one.
No, this was
Cooper.
Yeah.
That Cooper. Was the Chrome, wasn't it?
Yeah. And he was like, bitch, we're going to kick this bouncer's ass. And then, like, I'd go up and deck the guy, you know.
And Cooper's not there.
No.
That sounds about right.
And then I proceeded to get my ass kicked by, like, 5-6 bouncers. It was funny because, like, they, like, choked me.
The good
like,
old days.
They choked the shit out of me. And, like, after I got thrown around the show, like, one of my other friends walks out of the show and he sees all the red marks around my neck and he's like, damn, who'd you hook up with?
Like a bouncer. A bunch of bouncers. I hooked up with a bunch of bouncers.
Get choked by bitches.
Choke me.
Choke me.
Here's the Dwarves. Which I will deny.
Dwarves.
Nobody cares, and when I die, there won't be nobody there. Nobody loves me, nobody cares, and when I die, I wanna die. Fuck the world, I will deny you. I will deny, atomized, terrorized, and mesmerizing. Fuck the world, I will deny you. I will deny, will deny.
The Dwarves. Let's keep it.